Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Wow, who mentioned Nintendo earlier?
I did.
Man. What about it? It was fun.
Oh, just remembering it.
And then that stuff got too complicated. You could actually play it.
Anybody? Now, on some controllers, there's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, maybe sometimes 10 buttons.
You could handed the Nintendo controller to your grandpa, Duck Hunt, and he could have done it. He'd have had a blast doing it. Hand him one of the games now. He'd just go, what's this? I don't have enough fingers to do this. It's time to talk a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. We're going to talk a little electronics. And folks, we're going to keep it up. We're going to start, well, we started earlier. We're going to continue. Batteries, batteries, batteries. Okay? No AM and the PM person should be stuck Christmas without batteries if you listen to this show, because we've warned you. Like your parents said, I told you till I'm blue in the face. Did your parents ever say that?
Oh, sure.
Every parent. I never said that to my kids. I guess just because I was tired of it. So here's the deal. You call. Jose has a monologue. And when he's finished, we'll get to your calls in the order they come in. Frustrated? Of course you are. Why would one 4K 70-inch television be $1,500? And there's one right over there for $3,500. They're the same size. He can help you with all of that. And if you can't get this to work or that to work, here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other cell phones where that doesn't work, or regular old phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Give it up, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm doing excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm great. The makers of things like smartphones really are geniuses, and I'll tell you why. My wife's phone is newer than mine. My daughter's phone is newer. My son's phones are newer. They have iPhones. I have an iPhone. They now can get voicemail transcribed. There's a voicemail that says you have two voicemails. I have to listen to them. Theirs is printed out, and I have the updated software. So I called Apple, and they looked at the serial number on my phone. Oh, you know what? Too old. I just bought it before they started making phones that could have that. Sorry. So now if I get a new phone, I can read voicemail. Missed it by that much.
So
when I say they're smart, there are more things than just that example that they do, so that every couple of years, a lot of people will buy a new phone.
Yeah, they put them on about 12-month cycles. So let me see if I understand this correctly. Instead of just sending you a text, I call you, you don't answer, I leave you a voicemail, and the phone converts my voicemail into a text message.
Yes, but it was a lot easier for you to speak a voicemail than it would be to type, to text. So, and it's a lot easier for me to read the voicemail if I'm somewhere where I don't want to hold the phone up to my ear. Let's say it would be inappropriate. Let's say you're at a funeral or something. You can look down and read the voicemail instead of hearing it. I like it.
How did we survive before the advent?
How did we survive before cell phones? How did we survive before microwaves? I think about that all the time.
How did we survive before answering machines? Do you remember saying a phrase to somebody, I'm going to go home and wait for a call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course I do. Of course. Look, we talked about this before. Lots of people listening can remember going through your phone bill going, who made a call to Milwaukee that took 68 minutes? Huh? Because it was an extra charge outside of St. Louis, outside of town.
Answering machines were the other one. You know what? If I wasn't home when they called, they'll call back.
Oh, man. And anybody who had one and you didn't have one? Answering machine. Oh, my God. I remember the first time I saw one. You got to be kidding me. It answers the phone for you in your own voice? What the heck? It was great. What do you have for us today? I forgot to ask you, Peon and Dan, anything for Jose?
No. Tech stuff? No.
Frustrations? No problems? No. It's all yours, Jose.
Thank you. Apple has finally decided that the multi-touch what they call the touch disease. We talked about it about a month ago for iPhone 6 and 6Ss. They've finally determined that really is a manufacturing defect, and they will be happy to fix it for you for $149.
Well, that's nice.
The problem is that customers are now just having to pay $149 for a design flaw. The company has also announced another repair program. There are some of the iPhone 6Ss that have battery issues that are causing them to shut down without warning and for no apparent reason. You can go and have your phone looked at. If you will look at the manufacturer date, if it's between September 2015 and October 2015, you are eligible for battery replacement through your authorized Apple retail or Genius Bar. There is a warning, though, if your phone has any other problems, a cracked screen, those kind of things, users are going to need to have those fixed at their expense before Apple replaces the battery.
Right, let me ask you a question. We have hackers. They say people can look at your bank statements on your phone, your contact. Why have we not heard, and I'm glad of this, but why have we not heard about people listening to people's conversations on the phone? You know somebody knows how to do that.
Oh, they do it all the time. The NSA, police departments, they're listening to your conversations.
But we don't hear about, you know, these guys that live in their parents' basement, these geeks listening to phone conversations. Well, is it something that somebody could do?
Oh, sure. There's no inherent value to your conversation. If I'm stealing your credit card information, it's because I'm going to sell it to someone or use it myself.
No, well, you're right. They're after something where they can go and okay, I get it.
Right.
And listening in is just snooping.
Just snooping. If I'm going to listen, if I'm going to steal something, I'm going to steal your pictures so that I can blackmail you with them. If I'm going to get money out of you, I'm going to lock your computer down.
Okay,
encrypt it so that you have to pay me money to get the password to unencrypt it.
Right.
It's just no value to it. We talked about things to buy for Christmas. Batteries is one. Things not to buy. These are recommendations. I'm not necessarily telling you don't go do it. Cheap tablets, for one. People have to be particular about their tablets. Windows users typically want the Surface. Apple fans want iPads. And most of your high-end Android phone users prefer a high-end Android tablet. The problem with the cheaper ones is many of them are built with the Android operating system that can't be upgraded. So as Google releases newer and better versions of Android, the cheaper tablets are just stuck and locked out.
And here's the deal. If a store says that we're opening at 3 in the morning and we have 50 tablets at $20 a piece, that's going to be the most skeletal, basic, it's not going to do what you want it to do.
Right.
Or a keyboard or a laptop. You're going to end up buying another one. So don't fall for that. It cannot possibly be what you need.
Right.
If you want that price.
If you're looking one for young children, just something for them to play, whether you're not worried about it being broken or destroyed, absolutely get one of the inexpensive ones. The other one would be cheap TVs. Televisions for gifts, there's a couple things to consider. For starters, the right size, and the way you determine the right size is you need to know what distance in inches the person is going to sit from the television. You figure that out, and you divide it by 1.6 to get the perfect screen size. So, for instance, if someone sits 10 feet away, 120 inches, the ideal size of a television is 75 inches.
How far away?
10 feet.
That's not very far.
No. So the issue is with the holiday television sets, usually their price reductions are on the smaller televisions. They normally only contain one or two HDMI ports, and they have slower resolution or refresh rates down at a 60 hertz range. So,
all right, I know it's still your time, but here's another thing that drives me crazy. Do you ever go to somebody's house and they've put the TV above the fireplace or something? Or it's on the floor. Everybody's TV used to be on the floor. Dan remembers this. Console TVs. You're watching a television on the floor. It's not eye level. But I want to say something to people when I go in their home and they've mounted the TV like way up high, like it's in a hospital room or something, or on the floor or something other than eye level. Folks, determine where you're going to sit and watch it and try to put it sort of straight out from your eyes. It's a better picture. It's not at an angle. And it just makes sense. You don't get a crick in your neck. That's all. I was at somebody's house. They had a beautiful home and a beautiful TV above the mantle, like it was a picture, family portrait or something. And to sit and watch TV, you're looking up like you're watching fireworks or something. So just a thought. Go ahead.
That's it. Let's take some calls, please.
All right. Let's start with John. We have a John Twin Spin. We'll go with John number one. John number one, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Mr. Jose.
Hello, John.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
right. I found something in the pawn shop. It's going to take me back to my teenage years. I found an old Atari 2600.
Hmm.
It currently has the end of it to connect to the TV, the two prongs like you used to screw into the where the antenna ears used to go to.
Yep, 75-ohm cable.
That's what I was going to say, 75 ohms.
I'm trying to figure out how do I convert that to a HDMI or something to go into a flat screen, or am I just out of luck?
Likely the best thing you're going to find is convert it to RCA, which was the yellow, red, and white RCA cable.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you can find a Radio Shack, I know there are a few that still exist, they probably will have it. If not, okay. You can check at one of the big box stores.
Okay. So convert that to the RCA.
Right, and then just select that input on your flat screen.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Yeah, because there's no sense in running an Atari 2600 on HDMI.
I just had a flashback on. From our antenna as a kid to our TV, that flat tape with two wires coming out of it.
That's what he's talking about.
Tape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's as far back as you can go.
An RF switch, right?
Is yeah.
That, and the old ones had like a black switch you would pull up and down. One would be TV and one would be game.
You were rich.
Rich? No.
Selector. Game. Ours is just flat tape with these two wires that you had to screw into the back of the television. That was it. That was your input. John, number two, say hi to Jose.
I'm A.M. to P.M. Hi,
thank you,
Jose.
John.
Hallelujah. Hello, John.
I have a PC running Windows 10, and just over this weekend, I cannot send email. I can receive them. I get an error message. I'm not at home. I don't have it, so I can tell you what that error message is.
Okay. Who's your internet service provider?
AT&T.
AT&T. When you get back in front of the machine, call tech support at AT&T, and they will talk you through on how to set up the secure port for outbound mail.
And what has caused this?
I don't know what has caused it. Usually the issue is that there is a specific port that you send email out on to be secure, and for some unknown reason it has changed on your machine or may be corrupt. I don't know what port it is specifically for AT&T, but their technical people should be able to talk you through it fairly quickly.
John, we don't like to embarrass our listeners, but that is usually a pornography overload situation. I'm just telling you. Overload of porn, boom, no mail goes out. It's kind of a warning.
I'm just confused because I do get email, but when I send them, I get the email message and they're all in the outbox.
Right. You receive on a different port than what you send on.
Okay. I will call AT&T. Thank you.
Thank you, John. He just completely ignored.
Or, yeah. Or he just wasn't a fan of your joke there.
Yeah.
One of the two.
I'd like to think he ignored it.
I think it was a little of both.
who could not be come on.
He who wouldn't think that was funny?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jose. Jim, would you say hi to Jose?
A thousand times.
Would you say hi to Jose Hernandez?
Hey, hi, Jose. AM in the PM.
Hello, Jim.
Hallelujah. Happy Thanksgiving, and I want to be the first to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, he is the first. He's the first.
Could we at least wait till December, kind of like...
He wants to be the first.
I hate when you go to the store, though, and you're, you know, it's not even Halloween yet, and they get Christmas stuff in out already.
A Christ hater.
No, I like Christ. Christ is good. I just would prefer it after my pumpkin pie and my turkey.
What's going on, Jim?
Hey, I got a question. I have four old smartphones. And what I did is I downloaded these apps to use them as webcams in my house.
Yes.
Not webcams, but security cams.
Okay.
And I can watch them on my smartphone as long as I'm in my house on my network.
Yes.
And I can port my IP address out to where I can see it when I'm out of the house.
Yes.
Is that a difficult thing to do, or is there like a website I go to?
It's not a difficult thing to do. The website you're going to need to visit is
gatewaylockandsecurity.com. They're in the security camera business. Go ahead, Jose. Sorry.
I'm sorry. The router will be where you would port forward at.
Yeah.
So you need to download the manual or talk to the tech support people at your router manufacturer, and they'll tell you how to port forward.
Okay. Is it pretty easy? I mean, my other question is, because I have voice over IP for phone.
Yes.
And I don't want to screw that up.
It shouldn't affect it. The only issue you're going to have is whether your IP address externally is a static or a dynamic one.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
If it's a dynamic, your port forwarding is going to have to change every time your external address changes.
Right.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'll give it a try.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay.
It does, yes.
Thank you, Jim. You know, you took the words out of my mouth.
And we were just talking about
port that. Forwarding, static, dynamic. I was going to say the same thing. Bob, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. Mondays are a real treat because your segment is on, and I am AM in the
well,
PM.
How about that?
Thank you, Bob. Apparently the check cleared.
I've got kind of an odd one for you. I've got a phone put out by HTC. It's about 2.5 years old.
Yes.
I absolutely love the phone. The odd thing is that people will call me and they will get someone else. This has happened
Bob, listen very carefully to me. Someone is in your home.
Oh, no.
Get out. Get out now. Get out. Wouldn't it be funny or not funny if somebody was in his home and he didn't know it? I'm sorry, go ahead. So how can somebody else answer your phone? I guess that's the question.
Well, at one time, there was this woman who was getting very aggravated from two people told me that they had tried to call me that day, and they got this woman in California, and she was getting quite aggravated by taking my calls. I've reset the phone. I've got all the updates. I've talked to the carrier. I've talked to their tech support. I went to the first level tech support. The guy said, you've done everything that I would have suggested. He said, I can't help you at this level. I'm going to have to send you up to the next level.
Right.
And sure enough, the call dropped. I took it to the store last week, and they, what is it, reacquisitioned it. It's something that sounds like that.
They restored it.
Okay.
They reapportioned it, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do next. I don't want to give up the phone outside of this one aggravating thing.
Who's your carrier?
Sprint.
Sprint, okay.
Can I ask, how many times has this happened?
That I know of, over the last year or so, at least a dozen times.
Whoa.
It's if I had to point a finger, it would be at Sprint. So basically what you're going to need to do is when the tech support guy said that you had done everything he would tell you to do and need to transfer you up, you need to call back because there was a case opened on it based on your phone number and tell him you got disconnected. You needed to talk to a level 2 or a level 3 technician.
Okay.
And continue
All
working
right.
through it. If you're
okay.
in love with the phone. If you're not in love with the phone, you know, there are other phones available from the past 2.5 years that are as good.
I know, but this phone is perfect. I'm so used to it, and it's in good shape outside of not getting phone calls.
I understand.
You're sounding like you're really in love with this phone. What's so great about this phone?
It looks great. It has this. I don't know if you've ever heard of the HTC Dot case, but it's a case that completely encircles the phone, and you don't even have to open the case to make calls, get email, get texts, and so on and so forth.
How old is this phone?
Just over 2 years.
Okay, not that old. All right, Bob. I hope that was helpful.
Bob, if you do me a favor, whatever it is that you end up finding a solution or non-solution for, could you send me an email and let me know?
I will.
I appreciate it.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Bob. Hey, before we close, he said something that I have to tell you is one of the absolute most frustrating, irritating things that can happen. When you're on and you've waited, and let's say, I don't know if it's Apple or DirecTV or Dish or cable or whatever, and you're on there, and you're on hold. Someone will be with you in a moment. Your business is very important. And then after 40 minutes, you get somebody who transfers you to someone else at a higher level. This is a supervisory decision. Hang on. Your business is important. And then now it's 1 hour and 10 minutes, and you get that person, and the call, like he said, drops, disconnected. I'm not kidding. My head explodes. I hate that. And you can't get that person back. You start all over. You have to know what I'm talking about. It has to have happened to you.
Yeah, the issue is that normally when I'm calling, it's for a specific case number.
Dan Pion sleeping? Has it not happened to them?
No,
it's happened to me for sure.
I can't believe it hasn't happened to everybody.
The fun one for me is when I get the level one technician, I can answer the questions they're going to ask before they ask them. So that, you know, they go through, have you powered it off and powered it on? Have you unplugged and changed the cable?
Just when they come on the line, just go, yes, now
off to level two, please.
And that's the other irritating thing. They assume that everybody they talk to wants to start at the very basic ground zero. Try unplugging and plugging. I've done that. I've done it three times. And the next thing they start to say, I've done that. But you still have to let them go through it. It's just, it's really irritating. And I finally the other day did it again. I got somebody in the Philippines, and I just had to say, where are you? And she said, I'm in the Philippines. And I said, I do not want to talk to you anymore. I can't understand anything you say. No offense. It's not personal. Get me someone in the United States. And I finally got somebody after another 30 minutes of,
I'll
be right with you.
Your business is important to us.
It's important to us.
If you would like to avoid the 30-minute problem with the ones that can't speak English, if they give you an option for Spanish, selected.
You've always said that.
Yes.
The other line I like is, we're experiencing an unusually high volume of calls right now. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, then, hire more people in the United States. Crank up the closing theme music, if you will. There it is. If you did not get through and you have a question for Jose, here he is with his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah. Have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States and the original $189 window. I just had a moment of dark sadness go over me.
What?
The Jim Holder turkey.
Oh, man.
It just hit me.
That's right.
It wasn't at the deep fried. He did a
He did a fried turkey.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He bring
I did, Frank. I got that right.
What's wrong with your voice? No, we used to, people here, hey, Bruce, have you had any piano? Just nice piano, be like dinner music or something, and just make the story better. He's at the piano. He's looking for some sheet music. No, years ago, let me tell you a little story. Years ago, KTRS had people that actually knew each other working here. There are people were, Bruce, no hurry. I just need, it's like the letter writing music. You know what I'm talking about, okay? Come on, man. Step on.
He's still looking through some
hop
sheet
to
music
it, as they say. Thank you. We all knew each other's names, and we'd pass each other in the hall. And, hey, I know you. How's it going? And now we pass somebody in the hall and go, who's that? And they go, they've been here 2 years. Never met, never introduced to us. I'm saying, they think we're kidding? We're not kidding. And also in those days of camaraderie, a guy named Jim Holder, who's now, I understand, working here again in the mornings, was a big player here and a full-time employee, and unselfishly, because he enjoyed it. He enjoyed feeding other radio people. He would make a deep-fried turkey and bring it in here. And then others would bring in green bean casseroles. I mention that because it's top of the list. Everybody always brings green bean casseroles or macaroni and cheese or brownies.
Cheesy potatoes. Yes.
And if you
cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. And if you couldn't cook, people would go out and buy. They'd go to Smokehouse Market and buy a pecan pie. It was fantastic. And our kitchen smelled of desserts and turkey and other goodies. And then it all fell apart. And it's a great story for another time. It is true. And, yes. And, of course, we came in. They made sure by the time we got in, it was just the skeleton of a turkey. Remember that? There was, I mean,
oh,
not even
late in the afternoon yet.
Oh, yeah. Barely any meat even hanging. I think they went and scraped off even the unedible meat just so when we got in, it would be a complete skeleton. Once, though, I did get that. I came in early just to taste Jim's deep-fried turkey, and it was terrific. Oh, we missed those days. Those days of brotherhood at KTRS.
So, Holder, since you're back here, it's time for another deep-fried turkey.
All right, I do the honors today for John Landoff. I'm happy to do them. This is a notoriously slow time in the car business. The holiday season starts, and car business generally is slow. That is not always the case at Johnny Londoff, because I know in years past I've said that to him and go, eh, we're not slow here. We're really busy. I went on lots of AM&PM people. And, you know, and so for whatever reason, they bucked the trend. That sounds dirty, but it's not. Bucking the trend is an actual expression. It's not Freddie Freeman saying it, so it's okay. I don't think it's going to be a slow holiday season at all for John Londoff, because I think you folks are going to help us make sure it's not. You see, if we got to keep advertisers really happy, and we have to keep business pouring through there, or they go away, and they go away, we go away. So I don't know why the holiday season should in any way be a time nobody's going to buy a car, unless they're, you know, bad with money and they spend far too much. You know what I can't stand? Sidebar. This obligatory spending. The people that you have to get something for because they expect it.
Oh.
If we could knock that out and eliminate that list of people, car business would be great for everybody, because it wouldn't knock a hole in the budget. And if you're lucky enough, or, you know, have enough money to give somebody a vehicle for Christmas, good for you. I've never been jealous of that. You know, when I was a kid, I'd hear about another kid getting a car for his birthday or Christmas. And, okay, I was really, really jealous of that. And I thought, man, that'd be great. I'd like to have a car for my birthday. But you know what? If you worked hard enough and you're able to do that, get your kids something safe, and if it's pre-owned, I can't think of a better place. You have in your mind an idea what you want for your college. How about that, coming home for the holidays for college, and boom, there's a car from Londoff for you. You can make it happen. They'll help you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
It's time to get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, pretty busy afternoon so far. You've got this accident. It's on westbound 70, just after the Poplar Street Bridge going into the depressed section. Only one lane was getting through the right lane, and traffic was backed all the way up to Highway 44. If you're traveling eastbound 44, things are jamming up west of Jefferson up through Highway 55. And then you have a train, a long train, that is starting to cross at Route 3 and Queenie, and that's going to cause major backups for southbound Route 3 drivers. If you're traveling southbound 270, it's slow to stop and go now from Page down through Doherty Ferry. You're going to be heavy from Marshall Road to just a little bit south of Highway 44. Westbound 44 drivers slowing from Lindbergh down through Highway 270, and eastbound 40 downtown, it's jamming up already from Compton to the Poplar. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. On Black Friday, come into Firestone Complete Auto Care for their early bird special. Get free tire installation until 10 a.m. with a four-tire purchase. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 109th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins Thanksgiving Day at 9 a.m. exclusively on KTRS.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival, or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000, or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Bope Chapel in Kirkwood has been providing compassionate and professional funeral and cremation services to the St. Louis community for over 114 years. Bope Chapel continues to strive to bring you, their friends, families, and neighbors, the best in comfort and support. Whether it's large services with state-of-the-art technology or small gatherings, the kind and caring family of Bope Chapel will help care for your family in your time of need. For more information, go to BopeChapel.com.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
Do you want to change your body and fitness level? Check out Orange Theory Fitness in Rock Hill. Orange Theory Fitness offers 60-minute workout sessions split into intervals of cardiovascular and strength training with heart rate monitors to track intensity and maximize metabolic burn. Increase energy, get visible results, and burn more calories. That's the orange effect. Call Orange Theory Fitness in Rock Hill at 314-736-1170 to book your first free session. That's 314-736-1170.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, when do kids TP houses? Is that a homecoming thing? Is that a
Halloween? Yeah, usually I think they do it for homecoming for high school.
There's no other time. They used to when I was a kid.
Around Halloween, I think. Yeah.
They used
to do that and egging around Halloween, I think.
And by the way,
I never did that.
Both a messy cleanup. All right.
Oh, especially if it rains with the teepee. Oh. If that toilet paper gets wet up in the trees, it's impossible to get out.
In the South, they would egg houses. When I got up here, I didn't see any of that. But they would take soap, and they would write on the screens.
Oh, yeah, they would do that. They would still do, they did that.
Why? Is that really hard to get out, soap on a screen?
I guess. I don't know. Well, we never did that.
The TP thing looked kind of, look at all the toilet paper. But getting it out of there was a nightmare. And the reason I mentioned, I didn't know if I think we're past TP season because homecoming is not for a while.
TP is now a type of term of endearment, kind of.
So if you like somebody, you TP them?
Yeah, if you get, yeah, if you're
TP. I got a better idea. If you like yourself, you should TP your own house. You should Thompson Price your house. How about that?
Huh?
How's that?
What a segue.
Thank you. It's time to TP your kitchen. Or TP your bathroom. Thompson Price your kitchen. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. This is the good kind of TP. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. They did our kitchen 20 years ago. And they don't do a kitchen so it looks great for a year or 2 years. It's not one of those, you know, $5,000, ooh, we'll fix it up so the new buyer will think it's a lot nicer than it is. They don't do that. They rip it apart. They wall-to-wall, ceiling, this floor, everything out. Complete remodel. General rule of thumb. We've talked about it before. 10 to 20% of the value of your house. You have a $300,000 house, 30 to 60 grand for a spectacular kitchen. 200,000, 20 to 40. Notice, no calculator. Out of my head, no calculator. I know, somebody's sleeping. Ooh-ah, thank you. So here's the thing. You probably should talk to two or three companies about kitchen remodeling or bath remodeling. And I don't mind if you do, and they don't mind if you do, because it just makes them look even better. It makes their process look like somebody put a lot more time into it, because they did. The only way you can create the perfect bathroom or kitchen for somebody and their family is if you talk to them and they talk to you and you share your feedback and you communicate. And some questions that need to be asked, and they'll ask them. They ask all the right questions. You just need to follow along and go through that process. You will be so glad you did. You'll get every dollar's worth if you let the folks at Thompson Price do it. They have a showroom in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're going east, it's on the left, the north side of the street. You can't miss it. And yes, they have a website. It's thompsonprice.com. Do we have time, or do we need to get some business out?
Oh, some lady called, too, and said the newest thing now for kids to do is buy great big huge bags of popcorn and throw the popcorn all over on the front yard.
Unpop popcorn?
No.
Popcorn.
Instead of TPing?
Yes.
Because that's kind of a mess, too.
Yeah,
I guess it is. It's all biology, right? I mean,
hey, wait,
I guess
you know what I read recently? That whole business about rice at the wedding. Remember people just throw rice and then they stopped it? Remember why they stopped it?
Yeah,
they
said, birds.
Yeah, birds would eat it and the rice would explode.
Yeah.
I just read somewhere that's complete crap.
Yeah.
That's absolute crap. Birds never did blow up from eating wedding rice. So, see, we shut something down because of some myth that somebody created. I say start throwing rice again, everybody. You should throw rice. Yeah, then they replaced it. Oh, what was it? Flower petals? Or what was the other thing they would do? Oh, bubbles. You blow bubbles. You know, everybody gets issued a little bottle and a little bubble thing. And they come out and you, but what a ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, bubbles look good, but you go back to the rice. You got to stop buying into everything everybody tells us. Rice blows up birds' bodies. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the one and only Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
All right, got another check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you were traveling westbound on Highway 70 out through or in through the depressed section after the Poplar Street Bridge, they were working with an accident that has the left lane blocked, right lane getting through. Traffic was jammed back now south of Highway 44. And then you have eastbound 44 drivers that are jamming up between Grand and Jefferson up through Highway 55. Up in North County now, you've got stop-and-go traffic, McDonald through Lindbergh, and then a little heavy from 170 through the New Forest and an Axon eastbound Highway 270. Southbound 170 was pretty jammed up from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 364, that's getting slow now between the Maryland Heights Expressway out past the Veterans Bridge. And on westbound 70, the usual slowdowns that go Jennings Station Road. You're heavy through Hanley, and then you're going to be heavy toward the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Kohl's. Shop Kohl's Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The big sports show is going on the road, and we're making a stop at the Slider House in Rock Hill. Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. Join Jim Huer and me Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, at the Slider House, where we'll talk plenty of pigskin, including the big Webster Kirkwood Turkey Day tradition. The Slider House is on Manchester Road in Rock Hill. Come on by and enjoy great food, cold beverages, and get ready for Turkey Day with the big sports show this Wednesday night at the Slider House in Rock Hill on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. Dynamic Vending.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
Big Bend Auto Center, your full-service auto repair center, has been serving the community for over 50 years. Check engine light on? Contact Big Bend Auto Center for free code retrieval. BigBendAutoCenter.com.
Shop Kohl's Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
He's got all the time in the world today. From, is he in St. Louis? Yes, downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Their app is STL Taxi. It's free. It works. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon,
Bill. I am hesitant to ask, how's the girlfriend thing?
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of which, I have a video. Dan was actually nice enough to post a video. I was going through some stuff from my trip, and while we were out in South Dakota, we were driving through. It's called Custer State Park. I think I mentioned this to you a couple weeks ago, and we were surrounded by a herd of buffalo, which you have not lived until your car has been surrounded by wild buffalo, and it is really a sight to behold. And Dan put the video up on the Large Morning Show Facebook page.
Did you know? And this, did you know that General Custer? You know how he died, right?
How General Custer died?
Right.
Yes, I think so. Why?
Was that the Battle of Custer's Last Stand? Yeah, Indians.
Little Bighorn, right?
Little Bighorn. Yeah. They transported his body up to Alaska. Did you know that?
And I did not know.
So that it could be preserved like in ice, and then some hikers years later were starving to death, and they chipped away at it so that it could survive. That was the beginning of frozen Custer. I didn't know if you knew that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we all know now.
Can I apologize?
Is this Pinion segment?
I'd like to apologize. And you know what? Edit it out.
Take that out.
It has to be edited out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no problem. You can check that out on your
frozen custard.
If it works, do that.
Yeah.
Not the custard thing.
Yeah. I thought we edited that out.
Yeah, we can get
well,
I got to edit that out. Okay,
well,
go
Monday
ahead.
Night 3, football 2, 1. Will be played in Mexico City tonight. That should be pretty interesting. Mexico City is one of the most polluted cities in the world. In fact, it's so bad that tonight after the opening coin flip, it could take 20 minutes just to find the coin. That's how polluted. Very polluted.
Oh,
well, President-elect Donald Trump, he's been taking care of official business. And, of course, by official business, I mean Twitter feuds with the cast of Hamilton. So he's doing his thing.
Oh.
And beaches in Italy are now training dogs to become lifeguards. What's that? Yeah, which works great as long as somebody throws a tennis ball at you while you're drowning.
That's
you
true.
Okay.
That's true.
And finally.
See, that's dog humor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like
I got it.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks so much. Well, a new study has ranked the people in Minneapolis as the smartest people in the United States. St. Louis didn't even rank in the top 10, which, you know, is so non-good.
Yeah, see what he did? See what he did there?
I did,
he wasn't smart. That's
good. Dumb guy.
That's
the
good.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. If you go to Amini's website and you see the mention of Amini Money, fun to say, fun to spend, that's my idea. It is. I gave that idea to Mr. Amini.
Wow.
He was doing a dumb thing like big bucks or something. I said, hey, that's like a deer. But you do Amini money, fun to say, fun to spend. Took it word for word and used it. Didn't pay me. I don't want him to pay me. No, I don't want him. I'm just glad to see it up there. But it's true. They have Amini money, and certain things you buy, you get Amini money, and you get enough Amini money. It's like Monopoly. You get enough, you buy Park Place, or better yet, buy a jukebox, or a pool table, or patio furniture. And you need to check their website, I would say, at least a couple of times a week. They have Black Friday stuff. There's always stuff. But better yet, you need to go in there. If you've never been in, it's one of those places where you'll email me and you'll say, oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't go in there. I don't know what took me so long. I love that place. And you will. There's not another store like it anywhere around here. Copper Top, Chesterfield Valley, AMINIS, Aminis.com is the website. You can go there. But